night. I'm about to turn you into my very own flight tonight. Okay, you think you got me where you want me. I'm gonna show you tonight that I'm a girl and you're a boy, and tonight you're gonna be my man.
I was like, this sounds like Britney, but I've never heard this song before.
That's Britney Spears' Selfish, because we're trying, everyone, like, that's a Britney fan's trying to, like, oust Justin Timberlake's new album, which is called Selfish. Seems very fitting for who he is.
for his general personality.
Yeah, that seems accurate. So I figured there was, like, this thing, like, everyone that plays Britney Spears' Selfish, like, she makes so much more money, and let's like prevent Justin Timberlake from getting number one.
Okay. So I saw this all going down a few weeks ago when his single came out. But then, okay, so clearly we can all agree Britney is unhinged on social media, but she's backtracking on everything now.
Yeah. It's okay. I'm still gonna put it out there. We're still gonna give her kudos wherever we can. Okay. I'm you still team Britney. She is unwell and I am here for her.
I don't know what's going on.
Speaking of unwell, welcome to our podcast.
Oh, yes. Yes. Welcome.
This is Faith. Anna is stuck in her scarf.
I am.
It's a beautiful scarf.
Thank you.
I always want to touch it.
No. Oh,
what's that thing like ahead. Where babies always have to feel texture?
Tactile?
I feel like I have that. It's like sensory. I always had to feel it.
I just want to say your nails look very nice.
Oh, Tammy was very disappointed that I went with nude. But
yeah, last week they were black. I was so excited.
Yeah, no, that was just a phase to get me through to my next fill. I'm going to Drake this week, so I have to be cool.
You got to be a white mom.
No, look at the way they're filed. They're filed like Lala Kent.
They are really cute.
Yeah, the filing is what makes it non-mom.
So what shape is that?
This is almond.
Right? Okay. Yeah. What do you normally get?
Well, when I was getting them before, she called me mom.
Yeah.
What she called me, white girl nails, white mom nails.
Yeah.
They were square.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, they were always square. I was always a square coffin-shaped girl. And I've now embraced
I love the almond.
The almond.
They look great.
Thank you.
Good for you.
I realized I didn't put chapstick on. I just got out of the shower. My lips are driving me crazy already.
Oh.
It's cool. Apparently, I'm having all sorts of sensory problems.
Yeah, really. Jesus.
Welcome to our podcast, guys.
Yeah. It's called Let's Just Go for One. We've got a lot going on. I feel like I have been up for like 6 days, but in the sense where, like, now I'm not tired anymore. I'm just, like, hyper. Like, I feel super hyper this morning. I had a big morning.
Okay, what'd you do?
I did. So, well, actually, no. I've been having...
And it's 9 a.m., so I know. I'm really curious on what happened.
I've been having a great week. So, Sunday, I social media announced my run for...
Board of Trustees.
Yes.
In March the Village. March 19th.
Yeah.
Village.
Look at you.
Oh, I know. I'm on it. I got it. Takes me a second, but once I'm on board, I'm good.
So I decided I'm going to do like a series of videos for social media.
I got really excited.
I didn't know if that was excitement or you're like, no, you shouldn't.
No, I'm excited.
Yes. And so Michelle, our friend Michelle, has been amazing. She recorded for me. It was hilarious, and she is great. I love her. And then my friend Heidi, who lives in Salt Lake City, she is like, oh, I could totally help you with that. She added captions.
Is she the one who did the first one?
Yes.
It's beautiful.
I know.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Oh, my God. This is so exciting. So my lawn signs are coming in this week. I've always wanted a lawn sign. I don't know why, but like something about this. God bless you. I'm just very excited.
I'm so excited to put your name on my lawn.
I know.
And I think it's hysterical because I currently have a Roofs by Brian sign on my lawn.
I know.
And now I'm like, oh, I'm going to have both of them on my lawn. Ugh. That's how you know you're a power couple. When you have lawn signs next to each other.
I know.
That's like the ultimate power couple. Suburban power couple.
Oh my God.
You have fucking lawn signs together.
So great.
Oh my God. My yard's going to be like the manifestation of Anna and Brian's marriage.
It's going to be so great.
Of a power couple.
So Friday, though, I got the Hamburg Sun because me and four other people get the Hamburg Sun. I love the Hamburg Sun.
I love the Hamburg Sun.
Yes.
They do great. A great job.
They really do. So on the front page is Pitch Hamburg and their second cohort. Hey. I'm like, oh my God. So I show my kids. I'm like, oh my God, you guys. So they were like, I got a little bit of street cred there. So I appreciated it.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
Right?
That's like the biggest accomplishment.
I know. I was super excited. So wow. Then Sunday I had the announcement and just the support like is super overwhelming. And just thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, you deserve everybody. It. I mean, everybody knows what you do for this village and you never got paid for it.
I mean, like, I do. Just I got paid for it. A little bit of it. But I get that. And if it was someone else, I would totally be on board. But, you know, you're always a little bit weird about yourself.
I know. But take the kudos.
I know. I really do appreciate it. And I mean, honestly, I don't do this for the kudos. I do it because I care about the community.
I know.
So
that's why you should be on the board trustee. Actually, it's why you should be mayor, but baby steps.
Yeah. Right. So then today I wake up to an email. So there's two parts of this because it leads me into my wait what. The Buffalo News published an article about Pitch Hamburg and the second cohort, which was a phenomenal article. I was like, this is so nice. Like,
and Pitcher.
I mean, whenever that pitcher makes a reappearance,
I mean,
my life is complete.
I love Cash Money. He's not going anywhere anytime soon.
Right.
By all means. But I almost want you to redo all of your online profiles because that's the best picture of you.
It's so great. But I'll tell you what, it also looks a little intimidating. So
I know.
It
it's amazing.
Work on any men.
I know. That's why it's amazing. It would instantly file some of them out.
Oh, there. Yeah. 1,000%. Yeah. So that was so, oh my God, this article was so great. I'm so excited. And I truly do love my job and love like the board of directors, like, just gives me the autonomy to like create stuff. And I love that so much. So it felt really, really nice. So just to have all that support. So here's, this goes into my wait what. So I signed up for this school or this class through Harvard Business School, but don't get excited about Harvard because it's just Harvard Business School and it's like taking place in Buffalo and stuff.
Isn't the Kennedy Business School? Harvard Business School is actually called the Kennedy Business School.
Oh, I did not know.
We only know that because Kennedy, when we went to Harvard, because Kennedy had to go to Harvard.
Mm.
And
right.
For when we were in Boston, she wanted to go visit it.
Mm-hmm.
This girl. And we bought a Kennedy Harvard Business School shirt.
That's cute.
Sorry. It's the only reason I know that.
Okay. I don't even know, to be honest with you. I think because it's a satellite, maybe it's not called that.
We'll get you a shirt.
Yeah, that works. So I signed up for this class and I had been back and forth about it because now when I signed up for it a few months ago, I wasn't super busy, but now I'm super busy and I'm like, ugh, I don't know if I'm going to take this class. Like I should probably just bow out of it and just like focus on the cohort and then, you know, because it's just me and like the entire board of directors, but like I do the day-to-day stuff at Pitch. So I get an email today and it has the whole list of like the whole roster of people taking the class.
Okay.
And it's from the professor and he's like, oh, so excited. You know, here's the what we think is the final roster for the class. And we're really excited. And I was like, oh, that reminds me. I should like not take this class and I should send him an email. And then I continue in the email and it says, a special congratulations to Anna Maria Masucci for the great write-up about Pitch Hamburg.
Oh, in the Buffalo my News. God. You can't not go.
I can't not go. Now I have to go.
Wow.
Like, well, okay, universe. I hear you.
Oh, my God. Like, you just became the star student, which the Capricorn in you has to be fucking
elated.
Ecstatic.
Elated.
Yeah.
I'm like, You're so silly.
But then you but can't. Yeah, you can't drop you. It. You
no,
can't drop it.
No, I have to go.
You
to
got called out.
Yeah,
it's so. Like they knew you were thinking like
I know.
They were like, this girl's getting real busy. She might not do this class. We got to make sure she stays in it.
How do we lock her in?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I know. So I was reading the email and I start dying laughing this morning and my kids are like, what's funny? So then I explain everything to them and they're, I think Max fell asleep and Jude was like, okay. Like, you asked, by the way.
Yeah.
I wasn't just going to offer this information. But
wow.
Whatever. So yeah, it feels real. I'm really excited about this. Today's a good day.
Yeah. Knock on wood.
Yeah.
Always knock on wood.
Oh yeah. I mean,
always knock on wood.
It could always go.
But that's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that for you.
Thank you. And I mean, most importantly, I apparently turned off my alarm for the gym this morning and still woke up in time.
Oh,
I know.
That's a miracle.
It really is.
That's a miracle.
I was also in bed by 8:10.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Mm-hmm. I did not sleep last night.
Mm.
I watched a terrible movie.
Ooh.
Seems to be my luck these days.
Oh, I got a lot of TV stuff to say.
Yeah, we're going to talk about one day because
yeah.
Now I think you've yeah. actually spent 12 years watching it.
I did. I can't get that time back.
Yeah, but I watched Tyler Perry's Mea Culpa because Kelly Rowland's in it.
Uh-huh.
It's on Netflix. I saw Steamy. I saw Good. I thought it was good. It was so bad.
Oh, no.
That, like, when they were talking,
mm-hmm.
I had to keep looking up because, of course, I'm doing, like, five things at once.
Mm.
I had to keep looking up because the acting was so bad. I kept thinking it was in another country and it was, like, what is it called?
Dubbed.
I thought it was dubbed. The acting was so bad, I thought it was dubbed.
Oh,
and
my
I had to
God.
Keep looking up and I was like, no, he is actually saying, okay. All right.
Oh, God.
And then it was like oddly steamy. Like it was, there were sex scenes, but like it didn't even make sense. I was like, why are, I missed something. I don't know.
Huh.
I did not love it. But then of course I couldn't stop watching the stupid thing.
Right.
And then I kept realizing how terrible the acting was and I could not get over it.
Oh, God.
Could not get over it. I was like, this is awful. But anyways, I stayed up till 1 in the morning watching a bad movie. So
ooh,
that's,
yikes.
That's fun.
Hmm.
But I have a wait what.
Oh yes.
I love how you're like, oh my God, like I am your number one hype girl and
yeah.
cheerleader.
Yeah.
So I'm very happy about everything. The board trustee, you notice that Alex and I have used our own slogan when reposting
yes.
all of your stuff because
yes.
we are doing that.
Yes. Yes. I appreciate that. Wait for the video.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait. Oh, I can't wait. So anyways, I've been so excited for you. I have apparently nothing going on because my weight what? So I don't know what it is, but like Dan is always the favorite, like in our relationship. Like mm-hmm. everybody loves Dan.
Mm-hmm.
So it is now turned to our electronics. I don't know. Dan is not tech savvy. So mm-hmm. I don't believe he set this up. I have set up, we have like an Echo and an Echo Dot and an mm-hmm. Echo Screen, whatever, in every room of this house,
mm-hmm.
okay? I set it all up. It is under my Amazon Prime account.
Mm-hmm.
So I now only refer to Alexa as the Hobot because every time I'm like, hey, Alexa, set a timer for 60 seconds. She'll be like, setting timer for 60 minutes. I'm like, no, 60 seconds. Setting timer for watching Gone in 60 seconds. I'm like, no,
oh, for
set a timer. Like,
who's setting a timer for that?
But like, literally, like, I go back and forth with her 18 times. I'm like, do I not enunciate? Because, like, she can't understand me. I will literally tell her things. I will be like, Alexa, what's the weather today? In Haiti today. I'm like, what the hell? She can't understand me. So, Dan,
yes.
at any point of mm-hmm. the day, if it is Dan's voice, he'll go, Alexa, set a timer for 30 seconds. Good morning, Dan. I will set your timer for 30 seconds.
Excuse me?
Last night, Dan's like, what's the weather going to be tomorrow? Good evening, Dan.
What?
I'm like, what the fuck? This hobot is going after my man.
What is that?
I don't know. And I don't know how it's happened. And I've asked Dan. I've literally put a knife to his neck. And I'm like, how did she say this to you and not me? He can't figure it out. We don't know why it says Dan. We don't know why it only says Dan. It's under my Prime account.
Oh my God.
I'm like, I am paying for you, Hobot. I don't know why you are referring to him.
Excuse me.
He can literally be like, Alexa, who won the Bills game last night? She'd be like, good afternoon, Dan. The Bills, blah, blah, blah. Like, literally.
What?
Yes.
Oh, what a bitch.
It's driving me crazy. So
so rude.
I call her the Hobot now, and I've unplugged her in 3 rooms.
You really showed her.
We have a war in this house. I'm like, no, you're not going to listen to me or watch me while I get changed.
Or watch me while I get changed.
But I'll tell you what, I left her plugged in the other night when Dan and I had sex because I'm like, she can listen to this. I'm fighting with my robots in my home. What? So it's been a real good week for me, guys. Anna's on the Buffalo News and the cover of Hamburg Sun. I am fighting with the technology in my house.
With Alexa.
With a Hobot.
She is a Hobot.
It's the only way I refer to her.
That's a great word.
She's a fucking Hobot.
Oh my God. That's so rude.
So rude. I don't know why I don't get a good morning. Number one, she can't understand me. Number two, I don't get a good morning.
Yeah, like you can't even get basic instructions out of this bitch.
No. She loves the kids because they ask her for like fart noises and stuff. So she always like can ask her to rap. So she always like loves when they ask her fun stuff.
Okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know what? Someone has to hold down the fort, Alexa. We can't all be fun.
I'm feeling like the mom and Mrs. Doubtfire. It's not fun.
Oh my God, I love
that. I'm feeling. Anyways, so that's cool. She probably listens to this whole conversation.
Oh yeah.
She's gonna shut down all my like lights and like appliances now.
Yeah, exactly. She's gonna disconnect
her. Because you know our whole fucking house is a smart house now, so she is controlling me.
Yeah.
I just like to let you know.
Yeah.
This is when the dementia hits.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Keep your voice down there listening.
Anyways,
that's my wait what. I'm going to Drake tonight with Kennedy.
That's exciting.
And I'm at the age now where I received a list of what I was able to wear and not wear tonight.
Oh, wow.
From my loving daughter.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. And then last night we both spray tanned because she is, by the way, wearing an incredibly promiscuous outfit that I said I think is inappropriate and she completely ignored me. But anyways, we both got a spray tan and I did hers. And she's like, okay, just don't make me look like you because your spray tan always looks terrible. I was like, okay. She's like, you're not black, you know. I'm like, I'm not trying to be, but I am Asian and I have olive skin. She's like, you don't need to be so dark. That looks terrible. I'm like, okay. So this morning I took a shower and I sent her a picture. I'm like, how's my spray tan look? She's like, it's better.
Oh, oof. I know. She is tough, that one.
She is a rough cookie here.
Yikes.
So anyways, so this should be really fun tonight.
Yeah.
We're going in a limo with all of her friends, and we're in a suite with all kids from the ages of 13 to 18, both boys and girls.
Oh, God.
And there's only 3 adults going. The one mom's like, are you drinking tonight? I'm like, there's not enough alcohol in the world for tonight. Yes, I'll be drinking.
Yeah, you got a limo.
Yeah. I also am like, yes, I will be in a suite with all these children. Hormonal teenagers, 13 to 18.
That's the only way.
Because the one girl has a brother who's 18 and he's bringing a bunch of his friends.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah. It's literally going to be like the movie She's All That happening in the suite is what I imagine. Drama and hormones. And I'm going to be stuck in the corner because I was explicitly told I wasn't allowed to sing to Drake, pretend to know the lyrics when I don't. Like, I got a whole list of rules.
I'm sorry. Yeah. We're going to dial this back. You know I love Kennedy. Okay. However, who paid for her ticket?
Which I have reminded her about 17 times.
Yeah.
She thinks I'm so uncool.
Who paid for her hoe outfit?
Yeah. Oh, also me.
Yeah. So I'm just going to say, like, check yourself.
Well, I go. So I have this like corset top I was going to wear. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to wear this. She goes, you know, Sophie's wearing a corset top. Who's her good friend who is 13 with a phenomenal body? She plays hockey. I go, okay. And she goes, it's kind of similar to that. I go, okay. She goes, I'm just saying, I don't know if you want to show up wearing the same top as her.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yikes. So, like, that kind of stuff is why they say boys are easier.
Yeah, because I have to wear a paper bag and sit like a derelict in the corner, probably arguing with whatever Alexa they have in the fucking suite. Drinking. That's what I'm going to be doing tonight. Can't go near the actual seats for the concert because,
oh,
you know,
my God.
God forbid I embarrass her.
This, oh, sorry, yeah. I keep biting my cheek. That sounds terrible for you.
Yeah, it's going to be fine. I'm going to drink a lot and embarrass her. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please, you know, videotape all of that.
That's what you get.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. We were just having this conversation because I go, you haven't had awkward years. Like all of you teenagers skip the awkward phase.
Yeah.
I said, so I'm going to.
My kids did not.
I said, well, Keely kind of did. I said, I'm going to make it awkward for you so I can be your awkward phase. Mm-hmm. Like you have to have some sort of, you know, thing to overcome in your life to build character.
Right.
And yours will be your embarrassing mother because you're a bitch. So that's how this is going.
Because now all of a sudden you're a mean girl.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Just to me.
Yeah.
Just to me. This is a mom daughter thing.
Lovely to other people.
Yeah. Lovely. Yeah. Yeah. Wonderful. Everyone loves Candy. Loves Dan.
Screw all of you.
I'm just the troll living under the bridge connected to the Reichard home.
Ooh.
Who gets hit up a lot for money, I'd like to say.
That troll rich. Oh, my God.
Haven't had Botox in a year. Sure, let's get a limo tonight. Literally, look how wrinkly I am.
No, I hear you. Look at me. Wrinkly. I'm actually causing my own, like, headaches now.
No, oh, boy.
Because the Botox helps me to not make a WTF face.
Well,
but
yeah.
Now that's all I do.
If you actually get headaches, you know, your Botox can get covered by insurance. If you have severe migraines,
I don't have severe migraines.
I have severe. I think you do.
I get headaches.
I think that's what you just told me. Listen, us middle class people, we have to take it when we can get it, okay?
Exactly.
Because we're getting ripped out of both ends half the time financially. So listen, I'm having severe migraines.
Anyhow. Help me. There's this gif of Mona Lisa Saperstein that Brian and I keep sending to each other, and it's her with her hand out going, money, please.
Oh, that's my kids. That's so literally my kids.
I think that's how it – oh, no. It started because I'm looking for grants for Pitch. Oh, so I said I was just going to hit up foundations and send them the gift. Money, please.
Yeah. Can I have Roost by Brian sponsor my life?
Bitch, I'm trying to get him sponsor mine.
That's true. Let's do yours first.
Thank you.
If you could just fly us all out somewhere for your wedding, that would be great. Thank you.
Oh, sure, yeah.
The private Roost by Brian plane.
I don't know why you think he has.
Roof money. Gotta be better than hair money.
So entertaining. So
wait,
entertaining.
Speaking of Botox, did you see Stassi Schroeder got Botox in her neck?
No.
So she did this procedure where you have them put the Botox in the back of your shoulder. It's like in your trapezius or something, like back here.
Uh-huh.
And it elongates. It adds like an inch of space between your neck and your shoulders, and it elongates your neck, and it makes you – it essentially makes you look like a fucking ballerina because it's just like you just get this like real high, long neck effect. And I'm going to be honest, I'm debating doing it because your girl's got a real short neck.
I'm embracing all of my chins. So I'm just going to
keep. It's not about the chins, though. It's the length between neck and.
Yes. If I just extend my chins out, I have the length.
Yes. I don't have the length.
Oh.
Like, you know.
You really do.
No. Like people who have really. I do hair. So I see like. People have really long necks when they want like a long bob.
Mm-hmm.
So many times people bring in pictures and on the picture, it hits the model's like clavicle, like right here. So it's nice and long. But on me, that's still very short
because
there's not a lot of distance between chin and clavicle.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people have a lot of distance between chin and clavicle. So it's longer. So these are things I know because of hair.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, I could take an inch. I could use an inch on my neck for sure. Yeah.
I want you to do it and report back.
Okay, I'll let you know.
Because I'm not.
Well, I have to wait until Kennedy's done living her best life because I haven't gotten Botox in the places I need it. Amazon must be here. Should we unbox? dogs are on cue.
Let's get there. Fucking going nuts.
Yeah.
So I have something to report that my kid's probably not going to appreciate, but I'm just going to throw it out there. So I started. So being a parent is very hard. Mm-hmm. And parenting teenagers is exceptionally hard.
Yes.
Especially because now I have a better understanding of how my parents had no idea what I was going through as a teen because times were completely different. And now I have no idea what my kids are going through as teens because, like,
we times are completely different.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So it has been a little challenging in my house with one of my sons. So we decided to go to therapy and we are now doing therapy together.
I like that.
Yes. It was like an unintentional thing, but I was like, this is actually super helpful for me because I totally understand him on a different level now.
Ooh.
And he shares things in there that, like, I never would have thought that he was thinking those things.
Huh.
It has been, and we've only been two sessions, and it has really changed our relationship.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been really, really nice. I mean, we are not perfect by any means. And there is still
you never
time.
Will be.
Yeah, exactly.
No relationship is perfect because you continue to evolve as humans.
Exactly. And like, you know, things are going to get a little harder for him and things will probably get harder for me. But it's like it has allowed me to understand him in a different way and in a way that I would have never known because he likely doesn't feel comfortable just talking about these things. Plus, like, we have a professional who's getting this information out of him.
Right.
And it's just been so helpful and really has changed so much between us and has really just been like a godsend.
Like, I'm like that information for one of my children.
Yeah. I'm just super grateful that, like, we kind of fell into it this way. And I have – so divorce is hard as adults, but it's hard for kids too. And I think because I was proactive with them about a lot of stuff, I was like, they'll be fine. And then I didn't think about the, like, extended, I don't want to say consequence, but extended effects.
Yeah, of the continuing of moving on with your life, with your life not being the same.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And specifically now that we're both with other people, like, this is a new thing for my kids. They've been doing it for like over a year now, but still, this is like a new transition for them and just getting used to it and figuring it out. And I think Max was 9. When we got divorced, and I think Jude was 5 or 6. I don't know. I have to do the math there. But I don't know. I think that is still young, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Just trying to figure out, like, okay, they're walking through this and trying to understand it more. And then, you know, it's like there's a shift in the divorce dynamic. So it makes sense that they are also shifting and trying to kind of wrap their heads around it.
Huh. I love that.
Yeah.
You're such a good mom.
Oh, thank you.
You really are. You're such a good mom.
I think, like, I mean, thank you. Also, I feel very uncomfortable because I don't think that. But, like,
I don't think we ever feel like we're doing a good job.
Exactly.
But I think the fact that you recognize that you could use backup is always great. And it's what I tell my kids all the time. I'm like, smart people choose to lean on other people for support.
Yeah.
You know, 100%. There's no reason you have to handle anything in life alone.
Yeah.
And I always try to say that. I'm like, look at mom. I'm very independent. I do a lot. I have, like, a lot on my own. I'm my own self. I haven't lost sight of who I am. But I have the things in my life that I have because I have phenomenal support.
Yeah.
Whether it's, you know, with my job, with my boss, with my marriage, with my husband, with my friendships, with people like you.
Yeah.
I said, I have everything I have because I have immense amounts of support.
Yeah.
I'm not doing any of it alone.
Yeah.
I can be independent and still have a lot of support.
I think that it's just so important to like understand that and understand like when you think about community and you think about belonging, it's not just where you live. It's the people that are going through the stuff with you. And when you have friends who have kids the same age, like that is super helpful because then you have each other to rely on. Like,
but I think it's really hard for our kids, mm-hmm. like our kids' ages, because we are in this era of social media. And my one client mm-hmm. worded it the best. She said they have never been more connected in their lives to each other
mm-hmm.
and equally disconnected.
100%.
Because the thing is that they do have all these people or this or that or whatever. But half of their friendships, the difference of like when we were growing up and when our kids are growing up, our kids can have a million friends on Snapchat or this or that. Mm-hmm. And then they walk right by them in Wegmans and don't say anything.
Yes.
It's like fake friend, not fake, but it's not a sincere friendship in their life.
Yeah.
It's not a sincere connection.
Yeah.
It's a very flippant connection in their life. So mm-hmm. even though they're connected to all these people on Snap, all these people and have streaks and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
There's not real connection there. So they yeah. actually can feel very alone.
Agreed.
And it's really hard because like I'm having this issue with my oldest daughter where she'll have a headache and she'll come up to me. I have a headache. And I say, okay, well, there's ibuprofen, Advil in the drawer. I don't want to take that. Okay, well, you should just take that for your headache. She will walk around all day and cry and complain about her headache and not take anything to help herself.
Mm.
And I've said this. I said, you have it right there. Like, come on, be smart. Like, you don't need to feel this way.
Right.
You can just, there's physical ways to make this go away, and you're mm-hmm. choosing to do this alone.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not the only one. I've talked to a lot of parents who are like Keely's age. And it's like this thing where like they feel like it's there, but they don't choose to ask her help. They don't ask her support. They do things alone. And mm-hmm. I don't know if that's a condition of like social media of like, oh, it's fine. I'm not going to the party. I'll just be alone. It's fine. I'm just going to be alone.
Yeah.
And like they take so much on that, like almost like they have to like fall on their sword to do things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that way. And it drives me nuts because I'm such like a solution person,
right?
Which I know is annoying to my kids.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, if you have a headache, there's a solution. If you choose not to take medicine to make the headache go away, you're gonna have it all day and I don't want to hear you bitch. Mm. Like, figure this out.
Right.
But it rolls over into everything. Like, she needs help with this or she, I said, well, why don't you call one of your friends in? I don't want to bother them. You're not bothering. Yeah. Just ask them. Well, they're probably at, you know, whatever's house, and I don't want to, you know, and I'm like,
mm-hmm.
it's like funny because our kids are going through so much, but they don't really lean on each other like we did growing up.
Right.
And it's really hard. So I'm so glad you found a really healthy outlet for him to have those feelings and to like, because I don't think our generation, we didn't have cell phones. Or we didn't have, right. So like we had to get together and talk to our friends about things.
Yeah.
Like these kids just don't.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so unhealthy. And I try to say this to my kids. If I had all these problems or things going on, and I never let it out or never talked to anyone.
Oh, yeah.
I would be a mess.
Yeah.
And you guys are just like walking balls of anxiety.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And granted, I have two very opposite kids. I have one kid who doesn't pull a single fucking punch, and she's fine because she tells me everything she feels all the time.
Mm-hmm.
She needs therapy for a different reason. And then I have another one who holds everything inside, including mm-hmm. pain or
yeah.
physical discomfort. I found out she was sick last week at school, and she didn't leave her bed for 2 days. I go, did you go to the health center at school? Because we're paying a lot of money.
Right.
For them to give you whatever meds you need to get you on a prescription and get you back. And so, like, you didn't have to miss so much school. No, I don't want to bother them. That is literally their job, is to help you. Like, it's this weird disconnect of, right. like, you have all of this in front of you, yet you choose to go through things alone.
Right.
And I don't know if that is something that is engineered in them of growing up in this age where they feel so isolated.
Do you think it's a, like, remnant of COVID?
I think part of it is that. I think, like, navigating through teenagers who went through COVID and exasperate that with the intense amount of technology yeah. they have. And I don't know. It's hard to navigate that. And like you said, I remember like people would always say like, be the parent you needed when you were a teenager. And it's like,
No.
I my kids have completely different needs. This is a totally different territory. I can't help my kids. Like, I'm trying.
Yeah.
And we did have actually Keelian therapy for a long time, and it did seem to help. But now she's in college. She's a grown woman, and I can't really do that. Right. So I've obviously always talked about it, and I was like, you are not meant to handle anything in this life alone. So if you feel like you are, go find the counselor at school. Go talk to someone. Like, that's what they're there for. And not because anything's wrong with you or there's nothing wrong. Like, this is all valid. Like, not being able to handle things in life is valid. I can't handle things. Like, but there is this, like, stigma still.
Right.
And I don't know if it's that generation with COVID or what it is. Mm-hmm. But there are these weird stigmas there of, like, not seeking help to go through something.
I wonder too, so with the whole social media aspect, like, it's that whole comparison thing.
Right.
So, and it's the fake comparison.
It's fake.
Because that's not actually, and we know that as adults, but as teens and young adults, they don't realize that. Like, right. I try to tell that to Max all of the time. Like, this is not real life.
Right.
This is not how people, like, that they are doing this because they want it to seem like everything is great.
Right.
I mean, look at, you see that a lot even with adults, for Christ's sake.
Oh, God, yeah. We all have Instagram accounts we all send each other as jokes to be like, can you believe this girl?
I know. And that's the thing, too, is like, we have those and we can recognize them. But in on some level, that is also like triggering something in us.
100%. 100%.
Yes. And I like people who friggin' get paid thousands to unbox their packages.
Unboxed. Like, triggered.
I'm mad.
Triggered.
I'm mad because I want to do that.
Yeah. We're trying to figure out how to get free Botox. I know. These assholes are opening up.
Faith just wants a long neck. Okay. She just wants a long neck.
Can't be that hard.
It's
assholes.
Such bullshit. So like, it's triggering something for us. So I can't imagine what it's like to be a teen and just have it in your face all of the time.
Right. Right, right. I know.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
Yeah, good stuff.
Ugh. I'm trying not to let my hair dry, by the way, too flat. So, oh, I know it's looking real coiffy.
Oh, what do I care?
But I got to blow it out after this.
This is how I'm going to work today, Faith.
Normally, I don't care, but I feel a lot of pressure to look nice for the Drake concert that I'm going to sit in the back for.
Right, 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 right.
Yeah.
That you have to sit in the corner for.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to engage in any conversation with
I'm sure
anybody.
The one usher you're allowed to talk to is going to really appreciate you. Think your hair look great.
It might blow out.
Perfect.
So anyways, moving on to lighter topics.
Yes. Can we talk about TV?
V. Yeah,
that's
TV.
All I want to talk about.
Oh, my God. Okay. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this on air.
Where are we going to start?
We're going to start with Love is Blind.
Oh, yes.
My girlfriend works or lives in Charlotte.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know how much I'm allowed to give, but she just got hired by Single Mom Jess for a job. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Uh-huh. This is a true story.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So she texted me and told me this, and she's like, some girl from Love is Blind, remember Jess Bailey, just hired me for blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I am losing my shit. I said, have you watched this? So she hasn't watched the season. So now she's watching.
Oh, my God.
And she's texting me, and I'm like, I am so excited for you.
Oh, my God. This is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll tell you what she does off air.
Okay.
It's very exciting.
Oh, I have to say that I really, really enjoy this season.
Oh, I'm loving this season.
I know. For the first time in like a while.
I know.
And it is just.
Okay.
What
let's
an unhinged
start.
Group of people.
R.I.P. Kenneth and Brittany.
Oh, I'm so mad about that.
Me too.
Because it was like he literally stone faced like. She's like, I just need a little more affection. He's like, you know what? Maybe we should break up.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Like, what is it? And he speaks very eloquently. He does a great job. And I was like, wow, he's super like self-aware and all this stuff. And then he ended the relationship. And I was like, what just happened? Also, get off your goddamn phone. Speaking of teenagers.
Kenneth.
Oh my God.
I do feel like the flip switched though after his conversation with AD.
I agree.
You know, it is what it is, but I just think like something switched after. Yeah. That. Okay, so that was really sad because I really love Brittany and I hope she finds her man's.
I know.
Because she's so cute. Let's talk about Chelsea and the thumb. Oh, I'm sorry, Jimmy.
I was like,
ooh. He looks like the human version of a walking thumb. That, you were to imagine
wrong.
A
you're
thumb
not wrong. Yeah.
As okay. a character, like as a human.
Yeah.
It's played
Thank
by
you
Jimmy.
For describing this. Like, I got it the first
time. Jimmy.
He, okay. So I have lots of comments about them. Okay. One, part of me is like, okay, like I feel like he's trying. And she's making it really hard for him. But then I understand why she's making it hard for him because it's pretty clear that he's just not like into her. And
I mean, let's
I
just
can't
be
imagine
honest,
what that feels like.
Like, Jimmy is just a disappointment in general. Like, if he ended up with Jess, he would disappoint her. Mm. I mean, Jimmy is just a very, very simple man. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
I don't think – I think that he is charming and he has
– Really?
Well, like, I think he's charming for what he looks like. I think he's gotten by in life relying on things that just aren't working for women that have a higher IQ.
Wow, that was a really roundabout way to talk about this. Okay, I think
he is fine. I think you put him in Buffalo, New York. He has tons of friends. He's a great guy. Like, he's easy enough.
He's breaking tables at tailgates.
Yeah, he's having a fun time. He's great. He's, you know, he's just that like simple, basic guy.
Right.
That is fine. I think he is really trying. And I will say I feel bad because Chelsea gaslights him a lot. And I do feel bad for him because he is in so far over his head.
Yeah.
And she's not making that easy. You know, if you put like Jimmy with. I'm like, who don't I like?
He needs a real like.
He needs a nurturer, number one.
Plain Jane.
Yeah.
Not even a nurturer. He just needs somebody who...
No, but he needs like a patient woman.
Yeah.
He needs like a nice, wonderful, kind, patient woman who is just like, okay. Like, very, I don't know.
Yeah. Who just doesn't like have... I don't mean this to say, wow, okay. I don't say this to be jerky, but like a woman who's like, oh, I'm totally fine just going to my job and doing the same thing for like 35 years and then retiring and then like
very confident, lets him
like
do his thing.
Status quo.
Yeah.
Status quo.
Yes.
That's what I
because he is at that level.
Yeah.
He has entered what I imagine to be like the gladiator ring with Chelsea. Because on a normal day, she is emotionally terrifying. I'm going to be honest.
Okay. So here's the thing. One, that whole thing with her friends.
She has to stop running. She, you know who she reminds me of?
Who?
Marla Hooch from A League of Their Own. Only when she runs, she gets going. She looks just like Marla Hooch from A League of Their Own.
I did not see that comparison.
That
coming.
Is absolutely.
I need a second.
That is absolutely what she fucking looks like.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah, she needs to stop running. When her friends came over, I'm like, why are they all like whisper screaming? And then I realized he is working. So.
And then I also was like, when her friends were like, she's like, who are the people I get the most? They're like, Carrie Underwood. I'm like, you're bad friends. What the fuck? I mean, like, you were bad friends.
That I saw more than Megan Fox.
I mean.
But whatever.
I'm going to start telling people I look like Ali Wong from now on.
So she was. Okay. They were talking and she said something about Jess. He had looked up Jess's picture.
Yeah.
Okay, so no shit he's going to do that. Because yeah, if there was one other person.
And he had a genuine connection. Like, he almost married her.
Yeah.
It's not like.
It's just so ridiculous.
I know. But it's like, even, and don't get me wrong, I do not like Jeremiah at all. Let's be clear.
Fuck Jeremiah.
Yeah. However, I will say, when they do these pods and they are really in a triangle, mm-hmm. they really almost pick someone else.
Yeah.
Obviously, the first thing they're going to do is see what the other person looks like. They might even just look up what the other girls look like that they had conversations with.
Yeah.
Out of pure curiosity.
I'd be like, what's everybody look
what
like?
What does everybody look like?
Yeah.
I'd be dying to know. That exactly. would be the first thing I would look at.
I know.
They're human. Oh, come on.
For real. Yeah. So obviously he's going to look that
up.
And
he told her.
Yeah.
And he told her. He's like, listen, her profile was sent to me and I saw her picture and that's all. And like, he didn't hide it from Chelsea. He was very honest about it.
I feel like his delivery, like, he wants to be open and honest, and I get that. But like, his delivery is just all sorts of way off. Like, the whole comment about AD and being stacked. Like, number one, if my man said that about anyone, I'd be like, what? Don't talk like that.
But then Chelsea is all of us because she made it more awkward. She made it worse.
She
makes everything worse. I mean, she's like, oh my God, you said that. I'm going to tell her right now. And then she like, tells her he said this and he's like, whoa. Like, and then she's like, it's great. Oh my God. How, you know, and then she's like all into it.
Yeah.
And then the second they go into the hotel room, she is like ripping his asshole in half. And it's like, you can't do that. If you have a problem with him saying the comment right there and then, say, hey, fuck off, dude. Don't make that comment in front of me.
Don't make him
have a problem then. Don't pretend you're fine with his comment. Share his comment. Double down on his comment. And then rip his simple ass apart in the room.
Oh, my God.
Like, you can't. Like, this is where I'm like, this poor man. Only because he really does not have the emotional ability to navigate through.
To keep up.
What he is in right now.
Yeah.
He really doesn't.
I did not appreciate the comment where. Okay, so first I want to say they finally had sex.
Yeah.
And he makes a comment about, like, you made me or something.
Oh, yeah, he didn't want to.
Yeah, or like, first of all, okay. Also, I want to rewind to where she's talking with the girls when they're still in the Dominican.
Yes.
And she talks about how his wang is huge.
I
got lots of questions. Okay.
I don't really trust Chelsea in general.
Exactly.
Her view of things, I think, is already skewed.
Yeah.
So I'm not really trusting her on this.
No.
Although I'm not a feet person, but does Jimmy get pedicures? Because when they were sitting in bed, I was like, why are his feet so nice? They looked like a fucking baby's ass.
Ooh.
They looked soft. And like tan, and he had nice like toes, and like I was like, what in the fuck? Does this man get pedicures?
Do I have to look?
Yes.
Oh,
he has very nice feet. They're like tanned and soft, and he has really nice manicured toenails.
Oh,
I know that sounds so weird, but I was like, I mean,
I didn't even notice that at all.
I don't doubt he has a well manicured penis, but I don't think it's that huge. It could be really nice and soft like his toes.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah. I don't really.
No, it's not right. Let's move on to someone else.
Jess. And the conversation she had that I know you didn't like with Laura.
Oh, God. Thank God you're here. Jesus. I'm like, I can't remember any of this. No, that was a weird. Like, Jess, everyone knows you're attractive, okay? Like, that felt like she was putting some shade on Chelsea. Yeah, no, I get that. But it's like this unspoken thing, right? Like, you're on national TV.
But she said Chelsea's beautiful. And she's like, she is beautiful. And that is his dream girl. Like, I hope that, like, this works out. And she does say nice things about Chelsea. She never doesn't say that. She just is like, I just know his type, though, and I'm more his type. And he's going to lose it when he sees me because I'm his type. I can understand that comment. I think it's actually a fair comment. Like, if someone I know always dated Asian, like, honestly, we've said it about Travis Kelce. He's only dated like Black women, Hispanic women, and now he's dating Taylor Swift. And you're like, I mean, like, that is a observation she made, but she does speak very kindly about Chelsea. She's like, Chelsea is beautiful and she is everything that Jimmy needs, but like, I just know what he's used to. And I think when he sees me, he's going to lose his shit because I am more the type of girl he normally dates.
Which threw me for a real loop because, again, we're talking about Jimmy.
I also, yeah.
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 But, okay.
Yeah. He's like Austin Kroll. He's like Austin on Southern Charm. Yeah, is Jimmy tall?
Okay. I think he is tall.
That would make a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because like Austin's like that. I don't know how Austin keeps getting these girls.
No, oh my
but
God.
But every time you ask them about Austin, like, well, he's really, really tall.
Yeah.
Okay. And I feel like that's like it for a lot of girls.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
So I'm just going to be honest.
Okay. Also, I want to point out, if you are super insecure, maybe don't go on a dating reality show where you could end up getting married, but not before that person's dating six other people first.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah. I mean, okay. Chelsea has a lot of issues, period.
Lots of stuff going on there.
Lots of stuff. Okay. Jeremiah.
Okay. Oh, man. First of all, I like Laura.
I like her now.
I think she is like after meeting her parents and stuff, like she's got her shit together.
She does.
She is beautiful.
Yeah.
What did you do, Jeremiah?
What is this guy doing? What, like, a fucking loser.
Talk about self-sabotage.
Legit.
You know what it is? You know what it's going to end up being? Like, you are so beautiful and I don't deserve you. And then
other girl's beautiful too, Sarah Ann.
Yeah, I
agree. He goes to meet. It's not like, you know.
Huh.
Do you know them?
It's the O'Connors.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it really is. They're so cute. Sorry, our neighbors just walked by that we know. Oh my God, they are so cute.
They are so cute.
Anyway.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, so I will be interested to see what happens. I just love how this fucking idiot doesn't take his Apple Watch off, leaves his phone in his car, then goes to her apartment with his Apple Watch on, and it's still tracking his location because he's a fucking idiot.
Like, oh, that's what happened?
Yes. Like, this generation, you can't fucking sneak around. Like, he's like, I was honest. I shared my location. And then he left his phone in his car. But he must have had a stupid Apple Watch on that he's wearing in every scene and went to her house. So it's continued to track him via his watch.
That's
what Sarah, that's what Laura was saying. Do you think I wasn't going to look? I look.
You
were in the back
alley.
No, you weren't even there. You were up in whatever. I think he was like, look at me being honest. Here's my phone in my car. Here, we're in a back alley. And then his Apple Watch was somewhere else. Like, are you an idiot? Like,
also, why are you in a back alley, Shady?
Women know how to use technology.
How dare, if this season of Love is Blind shows anything, it's that don't even try to lie to a woman.
Yeah, for real.
I will fucking find you.
Yeah, so he's a fucking idiot anyways.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I actually love Laura now.
I do.
She does
too.
Really get in everybody's business, but I'm okay with it because I like her.
That's what I wanted to revisit. The conversation she had with Johnny about birth control. Okay. I don't think Laura did anything wrong there. Johnny brought it up and Johnny was the moron about it.
Well, yes, Johnny is a moron. I just feel like the producers are like, have conversations with certain people about things, and she's probably just doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But I really have an issue with Johnny and his birth control stance.
Yeah.
So I think I just didn't like that she even participated in a conversation that,
but,
to be honest, is none of her business.
No, that is correct. However, he brought it up, and I felt like the only thing that she commented on was like, well, some women can't even use birth control.
Yeah.
And because it, like, messes with their bodies.
Yeah.
And he said something like, I've just never been with anybody. Oh, because he made a comment. He goes, I've never been with anybody who hasn't been on it. It's just like always been a thing. And she goes, okay, but not everybody can be on it.
Yeah. Like, and I'm also like, dude, there's plan B. There's like a million other options.
Hold
out
on.
There.
Why? Like, okay. So just to go back, like they're talking about vasectomy. Why can't you just use a condom?
Well, so Amy went on her social media and did like 3 pages of the birth control conversation.
Ooh.
Probably because they sound like a bunch of fucking idiots.
Yes.
And she said, yes, we know we could have used condoms, but they're not 100%.
Nothing is. You know what is 100%? Abstinence.
Abstinence, which is apparently what they're practicing.
Dude in your booty hole.
I can't. Right? I just can't right now.
It's like,
he's
get
so
out of here.
Stupid. I can't even handle the conversations. Which is really unfortunate.
And I actually like them.
I know. I was just going to say it's really unfortunate because they're the only couple I sort of like.
Yeah.
There's something. I don't know. I think they might end up getting married. I really, really like them. But there's like a missing piece there too. I can't figure out what it is.
Yeah. It sounds like birth control education is maybe the missing piece. Jesus.
I don't know. Like, she just seems very lukewarm.
Yeah.
She's the least fiery, I guess, woman that I've seen that is like, she's very goes with everything.
Mm.
And I guess that's okay because that's actually what like Jimmy needed. But I don't know. I guess I haven't seen the passion.
Oh,
I haven't. That's what's missing. Like, yeah. I haven't seen the piece where I feel like they're connecting. They're good friends. They're giggling. Oh, they cuddle. That's great. But is there like the fiery side?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I haven't seen.
Okay.
And with a million conversations about birth control and contraceptive, I'm going to guess no.
Good news, guys. You don't have to worry about those things because no one's doing it.
Yeah, no one's doing it.
Also, okay. Like, get a hold of yourself, Johnny.
Just stop talking about it on fucking TV. Nobody needs to know whether this woman's on birth control or not. Honestly, at the end of the day, also not anybody's business.
Exactly.
I just think, like, I know what you're saying. I don't think Laura said anything wrong in that moment, but I just think I would just be shutting that fucking conversation down because I just would be like, hey, can you not talk about that? Like, that's what that no nobody need, like, her parents, like, people don't need to know this, period. Like, shut the convo down. Mm. It should have just been shut down. I don't think it should have been aired. I think what a woman does in her own, like, her decisions with any of that stuff, just having a conversation without her present about what she's on felt icky, period.
Yeah.
I just didn't
like
it.
And that was on him.
Yeah. That was on him.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, but yeah, we like Laura. Hopefully she dumps Jeremiah's ass because he's a weirdo fucking anyways. Yeah. Although I did not appreciate the comment she made about having a degree.
Ooh, what'd she say?
She goes, he said something about being smart and she goes, let's remember who has a degree here.
Ooh.
And, you know, I do not like degree shaming. That is like a real trigger for me.
Yeah.
And he goes, okay, there are plenty of people who are smart and have successful jobs and are amazing and don't have degrees. She goes, I know, I'm just joking with you. She's like, if you're going to say it to me, I'm going to say it to you. So I was like, okay, but I also don't appreciate that.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
No, I agree.
There is like a weird, there is like a, I just think Laura, I like Laura. I like her as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I could be friends with someone like her in real life. And that's probably what it is. Because I think she's a little shady. I think she's a little entitled. I think she's a little bitchy.
Yeah.
And I think she's in everyone's business.
Mm.
But she's great for the show. And on the show, I'm rooting for her against Jeremiah.
Oh, my God. What a douche. Oh, if there's another couple that breaks up before the wedding, it have
definitely
so
is.
I want one reunion just with Brittany and Kenneth.
I
have lots of questions.
Well, I'm sure Vanessa will just ask them if they're having babies yet.
So. Oh, I bet you she can't wait to ask Johnny.
Oh, my God. Oh, she's going to really dive in on the birth
she's
control
gonna
conversation.
Go
but if you had a baby, it would be so great.
Yeah.
Plenty of people have them when they're not ready.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. I can't wait for Vanessa's take on that. Lastly, Clay and AD.
Okay. First of all, Clay's mom.
Yeah,
I want a whole show just based on her.
I think she should be the host.
Oh, my God. She's amazing.
Yeah, she should be the host of the show. I actually think Cameron and Lauren from the first season should be the host instead of Nick and Vanessa.
totally agree.
And I don't know why Nick and Vanessa are the hosts.
Yeah, like what is the connection there?
Also,
how long is their contract?
I just want to point out that Vanessa Minnillo was a homewrecker to Jessica Simpson. So I just don't understand. I just can't get on board with them. Anyways,
just overall hatred.
Yeah.
Vanessa Minnillo.
Overall hatred for her. It's the only person I've ever actively trolled. yeah, AD and Clay, we'll see.
I have a problem with somebody who announces that they're afraid they can't be faithful to you. Like, I feel like that's a big red flag.
Yeah, I mean, Clay is all red flags.
He is.
I think he has a lot of potential. Yes. I think he has a lot of growing up. I mean, here's my other problem. Mm-hmm. And it's not really with just Clay and AD. It's with the show in general.
Mm.
I can't really listen to one more 25 to 28 year old saying that this is their last stop or they're giving up on love. I just think in general, all the contestants should be minimally 30.
Yeah, agreed.
Minimum.
Yeah.
Because Clay is 28, 27.
Mm-hmm.
Take Clay in 5 years and he still hasn't found someone, put that man on the show. Because 1,000%. Clay has the potential to be a really great guy, mm-hmm. but he's still very immature. And he might have to get that out of his system before he settles down.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's happening in 4 weeks. You know what I mean? Like, I just think like I think 30 needs to be the minimum age.
Agreed.
Because I just, again, you have 24-year-olds on there. Like, nothing else has worked. You literally
tried for a year.
You graduated from college a year ago. You have zero life experience. Like, come on.
What else have you tried?
How are you paying for a wedding? You still have student loan debt.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone has student loan debt, but yours is fresh. Like, let's
do you even have a job yet? You got nothing in
your
retirement?
Career. I'm like, career? Sometimes I'm like, it's like 26, executive assistant. I'm like, for what? Because you're 26.
I need more
details. Who the fuck are you the boss of? I'd like to know. So, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, so that's Love is Blind. Let's move on.
Yes.
To Summer House. West. Best new character.
Best new character.
Dad is a cattle wrangler, whatever. What is that?
Cattle farmer?
No. Wrangler. He's a wrangler.
I thought he was a cattle farmer.
Nope. I have a picture. I just looked at it.
Okay.
Because I was doing some recon.
Okay.
Rancher.
Cattle rancher.
Cattle rancher.
Yes.
Yes. He probably farms and wrangles in fairness.
Yes.
And his mom is an OBGYN.
Oh my God. Like.
And he is the funniest fucking guy.
He is so cool.
I love him.
Yes.
Oh my God. He is the best. Thank you, Bravo, for getting some quality men on there.
Minus.
The tall one.
What is his first name?
Jesse Solomon.
Jesse Solomon. I remembered Solomon. I'm just going to remember Jesse. Yeah. I already dislike him. That conversation that the girls were having about what kind of guys they were.
God. That was the best conversation I've ever heard. They're
Jesse
like,
Solomon.
He humps like a Labrador. And they're like, Wes knows where your clit is. And I'm
Jesse
like,
Jesse Solomon's
not wrong.
Trying to find it.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. That was so funny.
It's
that was so
true.
Funny.
It's so true.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I'm here for Wes, and we need like 80 more of guys like that.
Yes.
I don't need Kyle and Amanda anymore.
Well, you might not have them anymore. So.
I love Amanda and I love Kyle, but I just think they're at an age where like, just like Love is Blind,
right.
Like you should be 30 to start.
Yeah.
Summer House, you should be 40 to end.
Yeah.
Like, goodbye.
Yeah. Like, I would never.
Like, come on.
How does Kyle's body even handle that? Because I would be like, oh, guys, can you quiet down, please? It's 10:30 p.m.
Like, Kyle's like raging naked in the kitchen eating pasta out of a fucking boot.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Like, I feel like Amanda is over it.
I think Amanda is over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just think like I actually really like them.
Yeah.
A lot. Mm-hmm. But I just think their marriage would do better if they maybe weren't on the air anymore.
Agreed. I really enjoy Kyle on Traitors.
Yeah, I do too. Mm. I really actually like Kyle and mm-hmm. Amanda. And in real life, mm-hmm. I could see being friends with them.
Yeah.
They actually like remind me of couples like we know where mm-hmm. I'm like, I can see this dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the TV aspect is like what is harming their relationship.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I really like them, but I think in a different avenue, like put Amanda on Real Housewives of New York or like yeah. just not in the avenue of like where their show is about partying.
Right.
Because like that is going to be a hindrance on like their entire life. It's stunting them from evolving in their marriage.
Yeah. Agreed.
You know what I mean?
Agreed.
So like I really like them. I just mm-hmm. need to see them on a different platform.
Yeah. Agreed.
Fucking love Paige.
Of hindering things. What a dream it is without Lindsay and Carl.
Well, I know, but they're coming in. They're probably going to come in like a fucking wrecking ball.
Also, Gabby, I was like, Gabby, these are your friends, Gabby. Stop talking like that, Gabby. You could see how uncomfortable Lindsay was during that conversation. She's like, we're like all getting along so well. Oh my God. I was like, way to throw that shade, sister.
I know.
Oh my God.
So yeah, it's so nice without Lindsay and Carl. I don't need either of them. They're
toxic. No.
Both of them.
Yeah, exactly.
But Carl was in Buffalo, by the way, for the playoff game, and I did try to find him. But anyway,
he was?
Yeah. Oh. He got stuck here during that blizzard.
Oh.
He got stuck here for like 4 days with Luke. And then he did a whole write-up about how wonderful Buffalo was and how lovely everyone was and how it was one of the best like experiences of his life being here. And he's like, you guys really are something special. You don't know it until you go to Buffalo. He's like, I have never been in a city that was so magical. This will not be my last time. Yeah, him and Luke went to the Bills, the playoff Bills game.
Oh,
the one
God.
You went to.
The one I went
that
to?
That sat in the snow.
Oh.
He was at that game.
Gotcha. Oh.
And he got stuck here for 4 days or something extra because they couldn't get out.
Oh, that's
funny. But yeah, no, I don't know. They just both got a lot of demons and shit going on.
Yikes.
I think with Carl's mental health, like it would just be better for him not to be on the show.
Yeah.
I think he has the potential to have a really wonderful life with someone.
Yeah.
Just get him off TV. Lindsay is unhinged and
man, I was dying at the previews for the season when he is talking to the producers and he's like, right now she's doing the narrative that she's completely blindsided. And if I got to be that guy, I'll be that guy. And it is making me rethink everything.
Well, I have to see how the season plays out.
Yes.
I don't love that he had them pick up the cameras to film her when he told her he didn't want to be engaged anymore.
I wonder like what was behind that.
Well, Lindsay went on the Nick Viall Files, uh-huh. the podcast,
uh-huh.
and she was like, I can get over the fact that like we're not together. I can understand why we didn't work out.
Yeah.
She's like, I can process all of that. What I can't process is the second that Carl realized he wanted to call off the wedding, instead of having a conversation with me and then we make the choice together to mm-hmm. have cameras come back up and film more and then we make that a storyline, he blindsided me with the cameras. And she was saying that that's what she meant by that comment.
Mm.
It wasn't that like he blindsided her with the breakup. It was that like, so apparently when he wanted to break up with her, he called the producer, said, I'm going to break up with her. And then she is just going about her day, not knowing anything. And she got an email saying, hey, we have a few scenes we want to film. Are you guys available Wednesday to do it? And then they actually had therapy that day. They had a few other things. And Carl's like, yep, I'll clear the calendar. We can do it. And she was like, oh, okay. All right. And she didn't know why they were filming.
Mm.
And then when they film, he calls off the engagement with the cameras rolling. And she's like, that was like my immediate reaction was like, I had to have a reaction on camera. And she's like, you know, when Scandoval happened,
right,
it happened off air. And then mm-hmm. Ariana made the choice to say, yes, we can have cameras up. And now you can see the aftermath.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I didn't get that choice. That choice was taken from me. Mm-hmm. I was blindsided by the cameras of this man who I wanted to marry. Couldn't have a conversation with me and decided to have it on film, my worst moment.
Yeah.
And she's like, that's what I felt blindsided by.
Yeah.
Is like the fact that he didn't even give me the heads up. He had gone through orchestrating the whole thing on camera.
Mm-hmm.
And in that aspect, I do feel bad for her. That is really fucking shitty.
Yeah, that is really shitty.
Agreed. You know what I mean? If they didn't work out, she's like, I can get over all of that. I can get over we didn't work out. I can get over we called off a wedding. And then she said, like, after he did that, he just left for like 4 days. She goes, I didn't even know what was going on. I called my dad. I was like, I don't even know where he just went. Like, he orchestrated this whole thing. He just called off our wedding. It's on camera, and he just left. And she was then, like, 15 minutes later, it was announced to, like, the news was getting it, and it was all over, like, TMZ and this. And she's like, so my friends are texting me, and they're like, you just called off your wedding. Are you okay? And she's like, I don't even understand. She goes, it felt like a media attack, like he had planned all of this. Ugh. And then she said a half hour later, there was an email sent to all of our friends and family from us. Mm. Saying, like, we've called off the wedding. Here are the details. Here's what you can do with your reservations. And she's like, I just realized how much thought he put into orchestrating this breakup without my knowledge.
Yeah.
And that's what blindsided her.
Ooh, man. Yeah. That's icky.
So she's like, you know, it just happened to me. And then my phone's blowing up. And then all these people are calling because they just found out we called off our engagement. She's like, I just found out. Like, yeah. I haven't been able to process it. So that's what she was saying on the Nick Viall files. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a huge Lindsay fan.
No.
But that is really shitty.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Who knew he had it in him?
Well, there's a lot of speculation. Yeah. There's a lot of speculation, too, because their wedding was going to be filmed for Bravo. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of speculation that if they were going to call off the wedding, that, like, Bravo also... Like, if you're not going to go through with this wedding because we've now signed a deal with you for your wedding,
right?
That we have to be there filming for the breakup.
Ooh.
Like, someone said that. It was on, like, Dumois or something that, like, sometimes if you agree to have a wedding special, mm-hmm. then there's, like, a clause. Like, if you do not follow through with the wedding, we will be airing that, like, we will be filming your demise as well.
Ugh.
So I don't know how accurate that is because that's all speculation, but I don't know. I guess we'll see.
Man.
Or she just pissed him off enough that he just didn't care.
Yeah, for real.
But anyway, so yeah, Lindsay and Carl, that'll be interesting to see how it plays out. But I will say, in general, with this new cast, I'm very much enjoying the season.
Oh, yeah.
Without them.
Ugh.
Yeah. Ooh. Beverly Hills.
Okay. Did you read? So tonight is the reunion.
Yeah, but did you see the last episode?
I did.
When they tell their kids and everything.
Oh, that was so sad.
I just don't think they should have, like, kids. Like, Portia's, like, 13 or 14.
Yeah.
I don't think they should have that on air.
That, no. That was
awful.
Oh, my God. That was so hard.
That's real
life.
That's these kids' real life. And maybe the parents signed up for it, but the kids didn't.
Yeah.
And I feel really bad. And then, so Mauricio's show, Buying Beverly Hills, which I'm obsessed with on Netflix. Mm-hmm. If you haven't watched, I highly recommend. His second season comes out in a month, March 22nd. And they have showed all these trailers where they're having this conversation, telling the kids. And actually, it goes way more involved in their marriage than what Kyle's been giving us. Mm. He talked about how she had rules like, we can just be separate. You can date who you want. Just don't do it publicly. You can do this. Like, if you watch the trailer for Buying Beverly Hills, he, like, goes way into it. So, like, people now are mad because they're like, you didn't tell us anything. And Mauricio's going to tell us everything on his show. So, like, what is your side? Because you have been, like, pretending it's not happening all season.
Mm-hmm.
But they also show them having a dinner with their girls in totally different outfits at a totally different restaurant, telling them about the divorce. So I'm like, not only have they done this once, they've had to do this twice with their kids.
Yeah.
On air, both times. And I'm just like, maybe just be like, we spoke to our family. Like, maybe handle that privately.
Yeah.
Felt a little ick.
Yeah.
Like, agreed. I don't like that you just put your kids on the television and had them.
Yeah, that's not okay.
And, like, poor Portia had, like, a very visceral reaction.
Oh, God, that was so
But I'm
sad.
Like, she's not 18. Who's consenting to this?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It felt a little like, Kyle, you're a good mom, but that is a bad fucking move right there. Yeah. Don't put your kid on national television like that.
Agreed.
For a moment like that.
Yeah. That's terrible.
I don't know. It just seemed real uncomfy. Like, I didn't think she had to be there. Even if they had the other girls who are above 18 and can make that decision whether they want to be filmed or not.
Yeah.
Don't have Portia there.
Yeah.
It felt really weird.
No, I agree. That was so – and, like, ugh, no, she's too young and that's not okay.
I know. So,
and now like the worst moment of their life is
right
on film.
Her and Lindsay Hubbard.
Yeah, exactly.
Portia needs to team up with Lindsay Hubbard.
Yes, she does. Jesus. Okay. You know what we haven't talked about that I wanted to get your take on?
Oh boy.
Erica wanting an apology from all the women for because she got to keep the diamond. Like, I feel like you're missing the point, Erica. These diamond earrings, man.
Yeah, I just think she, I think it's less about the diamond earrings and more about the principle of like, these girls made her feel like she was a criminal and she's like, I'm not a criminal, assholes, where's my apology? And I guess that's fair to a point, but I also think because of what she was involved in, she has to understand that these women did not have a choice in that. Like,
right.
They had to hold her accountable.
Right.
Like, yeah, it's kind of interesting territory. What I would like to say, I will say this, is like, Anna Maria, bye-bye. Like, no, you did nothing for the fucking season. Crystal, okay,
first of all,
goodbye.
Her name is Anna Marie.
Anna Marie, sorry.
How dare you.
And Crystal, goodbye. Can we have more Denise Richards, please?
Oh, man, she's so unhinged, please.
She wore pink to the fucking white party. She's throwing shade every chance she can get. Like, every you want a good chance. Season. Get the fucking boring ones off. I don't care about, like, Sutton's esophagus. Like, get Denise on there. Get Camille back on there.
Yeah.
Get Faye as a permanent character on the show.
Oh, see, I'm not invested in
Bring
Faye.
Back Kathy. Bring back Kim.
Why is Kathy in the reunion?
I don't know.
And why does Sutton have that kind of reaction?
Sutton goes to the hospital.
Really?
Sutton has like a medical emergency and goes to the hospital.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, she goes to the hospital.
Was it when Kathy came out?
I don't know if that's just the way editings make it look. I mean, I just think she had really a medical emergency.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. But I'm just done. I'm done with a lot. Like, Beverly Hills was such a snooze fest compared to Salt Lake City. Mm. I felt like Kyle was trying to overproduce the narrative that wasn't even true and that felt real forced.
Like, if you were together with Morgan Wade, then why are you not just like, what is happening?
Yeah, it's all just weird. And I think it just feels icky. And I'm just over it because, like, don't be like, I'm on a reality show where we're going to show our whole lives. I'm going to exploit my fucking 13-year-old daughter in a room and tell her about us separating. But don't ask me about Morgan. But don't ask me about my life. It's private. It's like, bitch, nothing's private. Like, tell us or don't tell. Like, we're not stupid as an audience.
Right.
Like, come on. This feels really annoying. Like, I don't know. I loved Salt Lake City so much. And I feel like having them on at the same time was probably bad because it was an instant comparison of women who are putting it all out there and women who are holding back.
Yeah. Did you see the text that she sent Dorit ahead of the... Okay. Yeah. That was super long, first of all. And like 10 minutes of my life, I can't get back.
But Dorit's long-winded, but yes.
Shocking. But like, what were your thoughts on that when she's like, she's trying to silence me?
I just think that this is an example of Kyle trying to overproduce her own season.
Right.
She's trying to be in control of the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
And she's done this ever since Lisa Vanderpump, ever since she gave her the boot. Mm. And it was always Lisa Vanderpump who used to do this.
Right.
She used to be the puppet master. Her and Kyle hit heads because they could not control each other.
Mm.
Kyle wins. Kyle stays. Ever since Lisa has been gone, Kyle is working too hard. She is doing too much. In the words of Phaedra, you are doing too much. She is doing too much on the show. And if it comes across as ingenuine when you're watching it.
Right.
So, like, I just think Kyle needs to either put it all out there or get the fuck off the show.
Yeah.
Give us more Denise Richards. Mm. I actually really liked Erica this season.
Yeah,
I need
me too.
More unhinged people who are willing to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anne-Marie, snooze fest, and your husband has sexual allegations against him. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Crystal, goodbye. You and the pants can go somewhere else. Sutton, Garcelle, I love.
Oh, I love her so much.
Yeah, I love Garcelle. Love everything she puts out there.
I love the Garcelle and Sutton relationship.
Me too. Yeah, Me too.
So like keep Sutton because Sutton is also unhinged.
Yeah. Yes. I like them too. I love them.
Yeah.
I do want Denise back though. Badly.
Ooh, yeah.
She's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beverly Hills. That's about it.
She wears pink to the white party.
Oh my God. I fucking like, love her. Oh man. At SoFi Stadium.
Yeah. How extra.
I'm kind of done with Kyle. Mm. One day.
Ugh. Speaking of being done. All right, we got 10 minutes to wrap this up.
Yeah. Well,
and I have redemption for one day. Okay. So, first of all, if you have not seen One Day, turn us off, like, subscribe, whatever, rate, review, turn us off because we're going to spoiler alert this whole goddamn show. As I'm watching One Day, I'm like, why is this? I feel like One Day, this is something. This was something like this is based on a book. I feel like, did they already do this show? And right before, again, turn it off. If you have not seen this, right before she gets hit by the fucking car, I'm like, holy fuck, this was a movie. And Anne Hathaway was in it with some guy. I can't remember who.
Wasn't it Jake Gyllenhaal? No.
Andrew Garfield, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. So I'm like, oh my God, I have known what was going to happen this entire time because I've seen this before. And it was much better as a movie because you know what? They could wrap this up and, oh no, that's not Andrew Garfield. Who is that guy?
Let me see.
Hold on. Jim Sturgis.
Oh, Jim Sturgis. I love him.
Yeah. So yeah, it is. I've seen this before. That is why. And also, it was much better as a movie because it was very brief.
Short.
Yeah.
Short.
Yeah. You get invested for an hour and a half. She dies. And then the movie ends shortly after.
And do we need 18 like more years after she's dead to just watch him fall apart?
Oh, my God. For real. Also, never when watching a show have I wanted a cocktail so much. I'm like, ugh, this is making me dizzy. And also, where's the red wine?
Yeah.
Like that.
Bilbo comes back.
Why? I forgot you said that. And then when he showed up, I'm like, son of a bitch. Yeah. Ridiculous.
Absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. I would like to quote our friend Heather.
Oh, yeah.
From Merit Badge Books, who we love and support. By the way, she's opening her store soon.
Yay.
But she said, oh, because I was talking about then they finally have sex. They finally hook up.
And no one shows us.
And it's an afterthought.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you hooked up. Okay, I'm glad that didn't happen on July 15th. Thank you very much, assholes. So then I was texting this to Heather from Merit Badge Books, and she said, too many damn episodes and the middle was a slog. Finally, they get together, and then that cheap shot at an emotional plot twist. No thanks, you jerks. And then I said, I was like, this whole series could have been done in 10 episodes with a bit more chemistry. I said each actor was phenomenal in their own storylines, but very little chemistry together. I said, then we missed so much with them just doing One Day year to year. I said, and then they finally have sex and we don't see it. And she goes, right? Why was that a 30-second topic in Paris, in the Paris episode that should have been the pinnacle scene as a viewer payoff for waiting so long? And then the actual sex scene was meh.
Ugh. Yeah.
And I was like, yes, accurate. Leo Woodall and, oh my gosh, I can't remember her name and I really should and I feel bad.
Mm.
They both are great actors and actresses and they did a good job within their own storyline portraying
right.
it well.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a fucking robbery of a show. Done. And then when they're showing the scenes after she died and Leo Woodall was like having phenomenal scenes, even the one where he called her from the payphone, I like almost shed a tear.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I will not let this fucking show take me down.
No.
I was so angry at it.
It's not worth it.
I was so mad.
It's not worth it.
He did a great job, but I'm so angry about the whole stupid thing.
Okay. Do you want your redemption now?
Yeah.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Oh, is it good?
It's on Prime. Donald Glover, Maya Erskine. Oh, man.
So good?
I was late because I was watching it.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
The first episode. I'm like, I am in this.
Oh, okay.
So great. You want to talk about chemistry?
Oh.
There you go.
Yes.
You're welcome.
And I love him because that's Childish Gambino.
Yes.
Okay, I'll watch.
They're that. Both great.
Okay.
So great. Yeah. So this is
high this, expectations here.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd love to talk to you about Traitors, but you still haven't watched yet.
Sorry. Listen, first of all, Girlfriend of the Year, I have not watched ahead.
I
literally all I've thought about.
I am going to have to talk about this when I do your speech at your wedding because I'm not very happy about this hold up situation because I really want to talk about Traitors because Traitors has season two. One of our listeners texted me or messaged me and she was like, season one of Traitors was amazing. Probably the best show I've ever seen. I thought maybe I won't watch season two. She goes, season two is better than anything I've ever watched before. Thank you so much. I said, I know. Season two, season one is great. Mm-hmm. Season two levels up. It is phenomenal. And they have ended every single episode on a major cliffhanger. Like the last vote and then boom, it's done. And you're like, awful. And I'm watching week to week right now. So like, we don't know. And I need to talk to people about it because it is so good. I need to know if you are watching this season, who you think gets voted off this week because it is a real fucking cliffhanger right now.
When are they released? Thursdays?
Thursday at 9 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good news. Wednesday, Love is Blind. Rest of the things except for the reunion, right?
Except for the reunion. Yeah, I am dying right now. I need you to watch season two. Like, I need you guys to be on season two so badly because Alex and I have just been scream texting each other every Thursday at about 10:06.
Oh, man.
That's literally Alex and I. And he's like, where's Anna? I'm like, season one. Fucker. Can't even talk to her about this. Because, like, we just want to guess what we think is going to happen. Like,
right.
It is so fucking good this season. It is so good. Funny. If you need a show that is like nonstop addiction, like you can fly through them, mm-hmm. Traitors, best show on TV. I'm obsessed.
I love this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, big, big thorn in my side.
What?
Prime now has commercials unless you upgrade.
Motherfuckers.
Like, screw
I'm not,
you.
I'm not.
I'm not doing it. No, I'm not doing it.
But you know what I do have to do? Go to work in about 30 minutes. Yeah. So
no, we're good.
Yeah, we're going to wrap this up. It's been a long episode.
It really has been.
So you're welcome, guys. If you don't hear, we've been real spontaneous this season. We just drop episodes when we want. We've done zero social media and we have zero sponsors. Yes. And that is because we made that decision.
No, we didn't even make that decision. We're just like, oh, shit. Every time.
We're going to come back with a real season. This is kind of, this has been like our midlife crisis.
This is going to be like 60 episodes long. And it's like, whoops.
Yeah. No, like maybe we're going to be a 10-year-old sponsor, which I'm okay, or podcast, which is like, that's a good run.
Yeah.
This is our fifth year. So this is our midlife crisis.
Okay.
That's fair. This is our midlife crisis.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Bear with us, guys.
Or don't.
We're just Kyle Richarding it this season.
Exactly. Control the narrative. For two broke hoes, we sure made no effort to get sponsors.
Which, by the way, many people have reached
out. I know. We're so dumb.
We really need help, guys.
We do. You intern?
Yeah. Hobot? Any Hobots out there?
We would accept an adult intern. Yeah. Just letting you know.
Putting it out there.
Okay.
Okay, guys. Thanks for listening.
Okay, bye.
Bye.